Many were saved, however, by the heroic efforts of the men and women of OPD, Orange County Sheriff's Office, Seminole County Sheriff's Office. We have great cooperation from FDLE and the FBI, all our law enforcement agencies, fire departments from Orlando, Seminole County, and Orange County, and all of the hospital personnel that have been working through the night. We are a strong, resilient community. Tonight, we had a crime that will have a lasting effect on our community. We need to stand strong. We need to be supportive of the victims and their families. I'm going to ask Chief Mina to explain what happened.
Good morning. So at approximately 0202 hours this morning, we had an officer working at Pulse Nightclub who responded to shots fired. Our officer engaged in a gun battle with that suspect. The suspect at some point went back inside the club where more shots were fired. This did turn into a hostage situation. From there, obviously multiple officers from various agencies responded. SWAT team responded. At approximately 0500 hours this morning, the decision was made to rescue hostages that were in there.
At this time, the Central Florida Intelligence Exchange Center has been activated. That is our intelligence sharing consortium for this region. We will be working along with the FBI as well as the other law enforcement agencies as this investigation continues. What I would say to our community is that if you are aware of any of the activities that may have led up to this horrific scene, to share that information with your local law enforcement authorities. As we move forward, we will make every effort that we can to ensure that this community remains a safe and secure community. We have that commitment from all of the local law enforcement agencies. We have multiple sheriff's offices and police agencies who have committed to work to that endeavor. And if you see some suspicious type activity we have shared with this community in the past, that our expectation is that you say something about it if there's anything that looks unusual. At this point, this is an incident, as I see it, that we can certainly classify as a domestic terror incident. At this point, I believe the next speaker is going to be the supervisory agent in charge of the regional Florida Department of Law Enforcement Officer Danny Banks.
Thank you, Sheriff. I'll reiterate a couple of things that were already said, but importantly, I know one of the most important questions for the state and even nationally is, do we consider this an act of terrorism? Absolutely, we are investigating this from all parties' perspective as an act of terrorism. Any time that we have potentially dozens of victims in any of our communities, that I think we can qualify that as a terrorist activity. Whether that's a domestic terrorist activity or an international one is certainly something we will get to the bottom of. We're glad to have the partnerships that we've already spoken about, particularly the partnership with the FBI here. One of the important things that obviously we'll get to the bottom of is, did we have any indicators before this event happened today? We will have some more information, I'm sure, forthcoming to all of you about who this individual is. Was he a lone wolf? Does he have any associates? Those are certainly all of the things that will be looked into now as part of our intelligence and investigative activities. The state of Florida is a huge state. Certainly for a lot of different reasons, one of them tourism and our industry and our businesses here, and we have no suggestion that there's any threat to either of those, either today or in the near future. But that certainly is a concern. Right now it's important, the message we want to put out is we have no indication of other types of activities similar to last night's activity, either in the state of Florida or anywhere else in the nation right now. But we are putting every resource, collective resource that we have together to validate that statement and to ensure the safety of the remainder of our citizens, not only through today, but through the next weeks. As the sheriff said, I really want to reiterate the point. Our See Something, Say Something campaign is valid, it works. we want to encourage people to use that. As you come up with and you're aware of information that is concerning to you, it's concerning to us. If you're aware of information relative to people, either conversations, social media, or actions of people in our community that you believe could threaten the rest of us, please let law enforcement know. Use those tools to let law enforcement be aware of that information so that we can act on it. I'll turn over the rest of the interview now to our Assistant Special Agent in Charge for the FBI Orlando office, Ron Hopper.
Thank you, Danny. Let me start by saying I offer the condolences to all the friends and family members that are victims to this senseless, tragic act of violence this morning. FBI stands shoulder to shoulder with everyone you see here to address this matter. We are not just looking at this from one perspective. I will tell you that every resource in the FBI will be brought to bear on this investigation. And I would echo what Mr. Banks just said, in that at this time, at this particular time, there's no reason to believe, we have no credible or singular information to suggest that there's any further threat to Orlando or the surrounding area or anywhere else as it relates to this particular incident. I would caution everyone to be mindful that the FBI is known for slow, methodical, detailed investigations. We will follow the facts, we will see where they lead us to, and we will take them to the ultimate end. There's nothing we won't do to get to the bottom of this case, and we will be prepared to present any information we can, when we can and are able to present it to you. We will look forward to being as completely transparent as possible. I will tell you that we here in the Orlando region, especially with the FBI and the partnerships we share here, we take that see something, say something one step further. If you see something and you say something, we will do something. So if you have some information, no matter how small you may think it may be, that would relate back to today's events, please share it with us. And I would urge you to call the 1-800-CALL-FBI public access line. We have phones standing by to take any type of lead or information whatsoever. We're conducting countless interviews, and you will be seeing a huge presence from the FBI in the coming days to resolve this matter. Thank you.
Four questions. I did want to add a few more things. There were at least nine officers that were involved in the shooting of the suspect. One of our officers was injured. It appears his Kevlar helmet saved his life. So he has a injury to his eye, but it looks like the bullet did hit his Kevlar helmet. So nine officers involved in the shooting and one officer injured, but not that seriously. So it looks like that Kevlar helmet saved his life. So I think we'll take questions now.
What do you know about the gunman? Do you know anything at this point?
We're going to turn everything about the gunman over to the FBI.
So you said multiple injuries. Can you give us like 10 dozens? We've heard the number 20.
Yeah, it's we're looking probably in the range of 20, but we don't want to give you an exact figure. Like I said, multiple people transported to the hospital. Unfortunately, there are people. We're trying to clear that the Pulse nightclub of all of any devices. We did find a device on the suspect himself and possibly his car. So we're trying to clear all that. And unfortunately, there are some people who have succumbed to gunshot wounds. Maybe around 20 inside of the nightclub.
Can you go into a little bit more detail about your timeline once you were able to stop the suspect and get in there? I know that you had some of the surviving victims off being interviewed.
Absolutely. So again, 0200 hours, our officer who's working extra duty there, response to the shots fired. He and then two other officers exchanged gunfire with the suspect. This developed into a hostage situation. Right about a little after 5 this morning, we made a decision to go in and rescue. We were being contacted by people in the bathroom nearby, at least 15 people that were in a separate area. And our biggest concern was future loss of life. We want to save those people. So we did an entry and exchanged gunfire with the suspect again after some explosive devices were used, as well as our Bearcat was used to get through the wall. And from there, we exchanged gunfire with the suspect, and he was dead at that scene. But officers did a great job. SWAT team did a great job. There were at least 30 people who were saved during that rescue.
Do you have any reason to think that there's a connection to radical Islamic terrorism?
I would say at this time we're looking into all angles right now. We do have suggestions that that individual may have gleanings towards that that particular ideology, but right now we can't say definitively, so we're still running everything to ground.
What about the fact that it was a gay nightclub? Any indications that it was acting against?
From what we know so far, we don't know that had any specific impact on the actions taken this evening, not yet.
Can you clarify, you said about 42 were taken to the hospital, and there are approximately 20 dead inside the nightclub?
Yeah, about 42 taken to three area hospitals, and approximately 20 dead inside the pub. I don't want to give you an exact number until we're
and
have
what
that.
Ideology did you just refer to that you said?
The question was if it was tied to any type of terrorist activity or Islamic State activity, and that's we're always looking for any tie in any mass shooting situation such as this.
Chief, any relation to the shooting that we saw on Friday, because he was heavily armed as well, or no?
Absolutely not. There's no indication that this was related to the Christina Grimmie case.
Tell us about the Bearcat. Sheriff, the shooting shot began inside, or did it start outside and went inside?
Right at the entrance, we believe. Yeah, it's all part of the investigation.
Did the suspect shoot himself, or was it one of your officers?
Our officers shot the suspect.
Is there still a bomb threat right now?
We're checking the area. There were some devices found, unknown if those are real or not. So the Orange County Explosive Team is checking for devices right now.
Can you characterize the shooter? Can you characterize the shooter? Is this somebody who just came here to randomly shoot at people, or was he organized and well prepared for what he planned?
It appears he was organized and well prepared.
Do you have a physical
description of the shooter?
I don't have the exact description right now.
Is he local?
He's not from this area.
Is he U.S. citizen, or is he from the United States, or what do you know?
Can't comment on whether he's a U.S. citizen or not at this time because we're still trying to positively identify him as the suspect.
And what makes you think he might have, like, terrorist meetings or what you just said?
We're looking in all leads right now. We don't leave any stone unturned, so I said there's a possibility. We will look at everything.
Was there any shots fired near Orem C?
Yeah, there was a report of shots fired near RMC. That turned out to be not true. There was some type of disturbance related to all the people who were responding, but that was taken care of pretty quickly, but no shots fired at RMC.
What about witness accounts of the second shooter?
No witness accounts of second shooters that we're aware of.
Can you talk about that initial incident with your officer, that was an officer that was at the club? Can you talk about that initial interaction between that your officer and the officer?
Right, so the officer was working extra duty in full uniform at the nightclub at about 0200 hours. He responded to gunfire and at that point engaged in a gun battle with the suspect, unknown if he hit the suspect with that time. Two other officers were nearby and also engaged the suspect as well. And like I said, we don't know if he was hit during that exchange, but that did turn into a hostage situation. And obviously, the SWAT team, multiple agencies responded.
Do you have any indication of whether the gunman continued to shoot people inside after he went back in the second time?
That's all part of the investigation.
How many hostages were there?
Unknown at this time. We had indications that were approximately 320 people total in the club when it was open tonight. Like I said, we rescued about 30 people. About 42 people were transported to area hospitals.
Can you take us through just one more time how you guys move in that type of situation?
Absolutely. So we were getting contacted by multiple people from within inside the club who were alive and in a separate part of the club. So we made the decision to do an explosive entry on the outside of the club to get to those people. We also used the armored vehicle to help defeat that wall. And from there, we were able to rescue people. And our SWAT team at that time encountered the suspect somewhere in that area near one of the doorway entrances and shot and killed him.
And that was the noise we heard.
Yeah, the noises that you heard when you're out here were two distractionary devices. Yeah.
That burst the door with the wall open?
Well, many times SWAT team members use distractionary devices just for that, to distract the suspect to gain that advantage.
We'll take two more questions.
Do you know what the condition is of the 42 that are hospitalized right now on the critical?
Yeah, all being treated for gunshot wounds. I can't give the exact conditions.
What about the device? I know you said that there was a possible bomb threat. Were you at all concerned about shooting someone who possibly had a bomb?
Well, our officers, SWAT officers, highly trained for that situation, but we take all that into account. Thank you.
Chief, there's a number of agencies here now. What is the very next step for all of these agencies going to?
Well, obviously, we're all going to work together to investigate this from start to finish. The FBI will be the lead investigative agency for this incident. Florida Department of Law Enforcement will assist with the actual officer-involved shooting portion of the case.
You've said device several times. Can we say a bomb?
Oh, no, we just know that he has something on him that is, we'll say, suspicious device at this time, so we're trying to verify that.
Okay, we'll plan for the next update to be at 9:30, but we'll keep you guys updated and planned.
Live from Orlando, that's Police Chief John Mina, along with other city and county and federal officials.